Becoming Cake, Wise Fitness and Bodybuilding Advice. My most beautiful and poetic bodybuilding wisdom cautions against lifting heavy and encourages lifting light a lot.
It's not how heavy you lift, but how long you lift your heavy for.
And I must clarify that the heavy I mention at the end is supposed to symbolize the weight you lift for an hour or more. And the first heavy that I caution against is sometimes referred to as ego lifting. And it is absolutely devastating. Lifting maximum weight wipes out your results instantly, precisely because you can no longer lift for long enough for your body and its 4 billion years of wisdom to understand what you want. 15 seconds of lifting heavy may be equivalent to 3 minutes of lifting light, and neither is enough to make a huge difference. Though it is critical to understand that when lifting light for 3 minutes, your body will soon adapt to lift light for 5 minutes. This is the human ape superpower. We are wise, adaptive, self-repairing, biomechanical monsters. Rawr! And just as critical, it is to understand that lifting heavy for 15 seconds won't enable you to lift heavy for much longer than that. Heavy may mean that we are cutting off our circulation or otherwise crushing our adaptive superpower, which may just be very gentle. No one lifting their maximum for seconds adapts to lifting their maximum for minutes. Well, to be precise, just so that you don't trick yourself, there is an initial adaptation where you go from no weights to some weights. It works because it doesn't care if you're doing it wrong or right, it just cares that you're doing something that includes something heavy. Those lifting their maximum will not adapt multiple times, where they continue and continue adapting until they become huge. When you lift light, your body will eventually let you dance with dumbbells for hours and every day. Just like joggers can run for a couple of hours every day without any trouble. Unlike joggers, you have to lift a bit heavier every day. They don't care about weights, that's why they're always skinny. Which brings us to my second beautiful wisdom, more powerful than the first, but not as short and poetic. Lift light, but not so light that you can lift more, and never so heavy that you must stop. Here, you can see how this is the opposite of lifting heavy. I present lifting heavy as an error, as a mistake. What this advice unfortunately leaves out is how long you should lift for. Beginners, 25 minutes. The average folks, 1 hour. Cakes, 2 hours. Apes, 3 hours. And just to be clear, for freaky fast results, I'll let you guess how frequently you have to work out. For fast results, 5 days a week. For maintenance, every other day. Remember that you are an animal. And like a horse, if you put yourself away into a stable stall, you will deform. You have to move, and you have to move frequently. Every other day seems pretty fair and square. Now, very important information for those who are just beginning. It will ache for a few days, maybe 2 weeks, because you are reawakening your body. You are in a sickly state. Not because you go to the gym and the gym hurts you, but because you are already hurt and you go to the gym to awaken and uncoil, you see. No gym rat or fit girl, no cake, no ape talks about it or remembers that it used to hurt in the beginning. It just happens in the first few days and everyone just forgets about it. Working out is pleasant. Please, never start your fitness adventure for less than 2 weeks. At the very least, you have to get to the point where it all stops aching so that you have at least one decent workout that you can later reason about and consider returning to. Normal bodybuilding does not hurt at all. And when you dance non-stop with dumbbells, it feels like flying. My next wisdom describes what your exercise should be, though somewhat indirectly, as I'm trying to be sneaky on purpose. Bodybuilding is an extension of jogging. The couple of times that I actually said this to a stranger, I added,
jog with progressively heavier dumbbells, and when they get too heavy, you start dancing at the gym like a locomotive.
Now, I'm being sneaky here in two ways. Which is jogging with progressively heavier weights, meaning that you go up higher in weight as the body slowly adapts. Bodybuilding is actually an endurance exercise, but you weigh yourself down and wait for adaptation to come. And the second sneaky is for older adults. This is to get them to walk, then power walk, then slowly shuffle, and finally slowly jog. Before they start lifting weights for considerable amounts of time, they have to earn that hour's worth of endurance. They need to be able to lift light for an hour. Many people are too out of shape to do even that. Which is why walking is so great. We are walking machines, and it's a pretty good way to start bodybuilding and fitness. You just walk longer and longer and faster, and that will get your body going. Now here, let me present an alternative to jogging. Young ladies may not feel comfortable doing that in odd neighborhoods, for example, and adults or lovers of water, like me, prefer a civilized restroom, not some unlucky bush. There exists a class of stopwatches called interval timers, and I'm sure you can find a free app. But the little portable device with a vibrate function, for those of us who don't bring our phones to the gym, clips on your belt. These devices are completely misunderstood. I'm convinced no manufacturer understands what it is for. Here, I want you to imagine a trainer at your local gym pushing your body to run for longer and rest for less. Until you eliminate all your rest gaps and can move straight through your exercise without needing to stop. That's what an interval timer is for. People use it for interval training, whatever that may be, and they don't understand they need to eliminate the rest stops. Like the ego lifters, they are probably pushing themselves too hard and their body has no chance to adapt. And again, adapt beyond that initial step of going from couch to doing something, even if that something is wrong. My wisdom here deals with configuring your timers correctly. The interval timer, at its core, has just two countdown timers, rest and work. It comes with a somewhat useless repetition counter so that you can set the number of rounds before your exercise ends, but you could just as well look at the clock. But it's the vibrate function that does it. Here, you can focus on moving to your music, and you should hit every beat, and wait for the vibration to buzz on your belt. Initially, you can set it for 1 minute workout and 2 minutes of rest, and then 10 rounds. That gives you a 30-minute workout, and it will tell you when to stop and when to go. But my wisdom tells you how to dial the timer in almost just right.
Check how long you can lift for,
and how long you need to rest to lift like that again. Then set the rounds to fill an hour or two, and adjust things to keep moving. The interval timer is not the only gadget that is completely misunderstood. The neoprene wrap, or wide rubber belt, is not for weight loss. The only thing you can lose here is water, and that is a very dangerous idea as far as weight loss is concerned. Neoprene might have been initially invented to keep your back warmed up. It's great at it. But someone discovered that it sold better when weight loss was mentioned. All those fads, you know. Then, for some crazy reason, everyone completely forgot that neoprene belts can really help your back stay flexible. And to be honest, probably aid your flexibility for long enough so that your exercise will actually make you flexible. I put on a silly costume for my Halloween workouts, and it comes with a weight belt. Though not as warm as neoprene, it already has an amazing effect on you. Wearing a neoprene belt at your gym, if you have back trouble, and sometimes if you don't, is pretty wise. Your workout gym shoes, also completely misunderstood. They must not have elevated heels. I don't know how athletes do it, but we are not evolved for lifted heel. Lifted shoes, even if just a centimeter, cause a minor deformity called a pump bump. Ladies may know this from wearing heels, also a terrible idea. But athletes will recognize something similar from working out daily. I highly recommend cheap, off-brand, $20 zero-drop shoes. That's the technical name for flat heel. And as a side note, what is preventing you from buying wide toe box shoes? They don't look that goofy. It costs the same as cheap $20 shoes, and your toes are never in any danger at all. And the more common narrow shoes, you actually get your feet deformed. That's crazy. I should also mention the weight vest here. It too is completely misunderstood. And let me just say, don't buy any weight vest. Buy a tactical weight vest. They are really cool looking, and they encourage you to wear them more often. The weight vest is a free exercise, and you put it on after the gym. And you get a powerful workout by just doing daily things. This is another example of lifting light for a long time. And you should get a vest that supports configurable weights. Large people are pretty muscular, precisely because they wear extra weight. Wearing a weight vest daily simulates that without the fat. And again, the weight vest is misunderstood because you don't put it on during exercise like the photo on the box shows. You put it on when not exercising, when you're not sweating, which is of some note when it comes to what is basically an article of clothing that you can't just toss into the washer, lest you startle your neighbors. And finally, we arrive at my most precious piece of advice, something that you can't have a workout without.
Hit every beat.
Which is to say, you need fresh and interesting music that actually makes your body want to flow and dance and move. Synchronize your motion with the beats. One beat up and the next beat down. This will put you in a trance where time moves faster. Start with country at first, and then move towards disco and techno as your body adapts. You can catch your breath between songs. I almost always put my dumbbells down on the ground. But don't stop dancing. Cycle your standing dumbbell exercises. This means that as you work on a specific muscle group, you let your other muscles rest. Don't worry about naming muscle groups and all that extra stuff. You can only really cycle 3 dumbbell exercises. These cover all your muscles and help you grow in the correct sequence. Dumbbell lateral raise, standing dumbbell curls, and overhead shoulder press. They're all very easy. And here again, unlike with heavy weights, cycling muscle groups prevents your circulation and whatever else from being disrupted. You won't be forced to stop. You'll just keep on lifting for an hour or more, allowing your body to adapt to your fitness challenge. At which point, you gently increase your weights again by no more than 2.5 pounds per hand, and your body, without ache or complaint, will adapt again.